Diabetes is one of America's greatest health concerns. Nearly 26 million children and adults in the U.S. have the disease, and many more are at risk of developing it later in life. The ADA is holding this expo in March to help combat this problem in Utah and provide residents with free screenings and other information related to diabetes prevention and healthy living, according to Dr. Sequist. I spoke with the doctor to find out more about the expo. So tell us a little more about this expo that's going on in Salt Lake City.
Well, the American Diabetes Association is hosting Expo on Saturday, March 2nd at the Southtown Exposition Center. And it's an event that really provides people with all the information they need to know about how to prevent diabetes and manage diabetes.
Nearly 79 million Americans are pre-diabetic and don't know it. Can you go into a little more detail on what pre-diabetes is?
Of course. Pre-diabetes is a situation where a person is at great risk for going on to have diabetes. Most of the time we can identify such people because they have a family history of type 2 diabetes. Sometimes it's because it's in women, they can have a risk if they had diabetes during a previous pregnancy. So people who have pre-diabetes, we want to identify them because we know there are things they can do to prevent themselves from getting diabetes. And that's one of the things that will be emphasized at Expo. People can learn about healthy eating and exercise, the activities that can actually prevent them from getting type 2 diabetes.
The goal of the American Diabetes Expo is to help those with diabetes take better steps to manage the disease and lower the risk of its deadly complications. Especially in Utah, where 7-8% of the population has been diagnosed with diabetes, how important is it for citizens around here to go to this expo and learn these healthy lifestyle choices?
I think it's really important. We know that with diabetes, you can take control of the disease, and that will decrease the risk that you'll have the problems like blindness or kidney failure. And so the way people need to do this is to learn about healthy eating. There will be many, many healthy eating demonstrations. People will be showing people how to cook using recipes that foods they like and can easily obtain so that they can eat the healthy way they need to. There'll be demonstrations about exercise, sort of things they can do that are fun, that can increase their activity. There'll also be lots of demonstrations of different kinds of medications and products that can be used to manage the diabetes. People need to take control, and we can give them all the tools they need to do that.
Especially in Utah, where we have a very young population, it says here that they're encouraging folks to get their children screened for diabetes, too.
Absolutely. Diabetes affects people of all ages, and it's particularly important if children are in a family where people have type 2 diabetes. Hispanic and African-American children are at particular risk, and I think we do need to screen children and help them learn how to manage their lifestyle so that they can prevent their risks of getting diabetes in the future. And there will be things specifically for kids. There always are kids-centered activities that are lots of fun.
The expo will be held on March 2nd at the Southtown Exposition Center in Salt Lake City. It is free and open to the public, with activities geared towards youth and their families. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Chungblut.